Close to 12 million people in Canada use Instagram. Many of them post pictures and videos in hopes of getting hundreds of likes. But Instagram is testing a version of the platform that's removing the likes as part of an effort to place greater emphasis on mental health. Beverly McLean is a registered psychologist who works with children and teens. She joins me live in studio. Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning, Patty.
How important is the like feature as associated with mental health?
It's an issue, particularly if you are vulnerable to having any type of significant mental health issue. So for a lot of the teens and young people I talk to, they know the difference between, say, real-life friends and online friends. And I end up talking to them about the difference and which of these friend groups is important and significant in your life. But if you're very vulnerable, and say, for example, you have an anxiety disorder, the face-to-face interaction can be a lot more difficult. And oftentimes parents will tell me, you know, my child is very different, much more lively and outgoing online with folks they're talking to, say, through Xbox or a video game, than they are when they're in a social group. They're much more awkward and have more difficult times getting those relationships going. So it certainly is an issue if you're vulnerable and have some mental health concerns ongoing.
And even for young people without a diagnosed issue, it's just that one for instant gratification starts to bleed into everything you do and just drives the bus.
It's significant because the thing that, you know, as us human beings, I mean, we're social creatures. That's just what drives us primarily. And there's just tons of evidence that we do better in a solid social situation, you know, particularly as we develop and grow and need those social networks. So it becomes very attractive and then a little bit obsessive in a way to keep checking those likes and to get that instant feedback of, oh yeah, you know, I have that bit of approval.
There's maybe splitting a hair here. It's one thing to be popular and to talk about how many likes you have, but then it's quite another to have it the be-all and end-all insofar as your self-worth goes.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is that, yeah, it's nice to have those likes and to get that little bit of approval. And if your self-worth is, you know, pretty much intact most of the time, you feel good about yourself, then they take on a lot less importance and significance. And you look at those and go, oh, yeah, it's nice that somebody, you know, or a group of people liked that picture or that post or that comment. But if you're not feeling so good about yourself, then the amount of significance you put on that grows and it can become such a significant part of how you see yourself.
We want our children, especially our teenagers, to be independent, you know, at least feel like they have some decision-making authority and not always being loomed over by mom and dad. But there's really a role for us to play as parents when it comes to the teens and their commitment or their addiction to online presence. So what should we be saying? Because we don't want to talk them out of it 100%, but there's got to be a fine line.
Yeah, and it's tough because, you know, as any of us with teens know and remember our own teen years, we don't like to be told what to do. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't like to have those rules placed around us. And one of the issues that I talk to parents about a lot is actually sleep, because they go to bed and their teens are on their phones and online and talking to their friends then. So I think it's very important as parents to put some restrictions around that and more to help your kids learn to make those own self-regulatory rules and regulations around how much they're using social media and what they're using it for. So it's sometimes a difficult line and you end up having to negotiate with your kids around the use of social media and computers, electronics in general. But as parents, it's like any other situation where we want to give our kids some guidance and we want to be talking to them about it. And another question that comes up is, you know, should we or shouldn't we use social media or the computers, electronics in general as a way to, for lack of a better word, discipline, or, you know, if we feel our kids are misbehaving in some way, lots of times parents will take the electronics away, whereas, you know, in another lifetime, they would have had another means of managing that behavior.
Add a chore, staying in Friday night.
Add a chore, take away your allowance, yeah. You know, some of those things, or, you know, just restrict their TV time, something like that. But now it's become, electronics are such a huge part of kids' lives now that for many of them, restricting that is such a horrendous thing that you really do have to negotiate that with them. And sometimes just coming down hard and saying, no, you can't have it, doesn't always work.
For me, sometimes while it gets lost in the shuffle, it's one thing to manage the self-worth issue with the number of likes. And then it's another, the dark side of the online bullying, especially when it's anonymous and the pile-on happens. But there's some privacy issues that young people don't think about. And maybe a lot of adults don't think about. We just saw a big story in the news this week about WhatsApp and the hacking that goes on in there. Should we be talking about those privacy matters with our children? Because they're quite willing to share, quite openly online.
Oh, you have to. And again, when we think about, you know, the younger people and young kids and teenagers, they just don't have the cognitive ability developed yet in their brain to think about what could be the future consequence of this. Because often they're just thinking about the moment and, oh yeah, hey, let's tell everybody that this happened or let's post this picture. And sometimes it's done just very innocently and they don't consider the potential outcome. It's good, I think, that more and more when certain types of pictures are being posted that there are now legal consequences. I think that's a great thing. And more folks that I talk to get that, but not all of them. And there's still this, you know, it won't happen to me type of belief that goes on. So it's really important for us as the adults in kids' lives to continuously be talking about privacy and how that affects just them in the future, whether it's in a bullying context or they're sharing just a lot of personal information about themselves, their families or friends.
And some parents, they're not on the platforms. And for me, I had to go sign up, just see what it looked like so I could even effectively talk about it. You know, everyone say, for instance, that's Facebook, maybe not Instagram or Snapchat or somewhere else where our young people are sharing. Maybe oversharing. It's good to see you this morning, Beverly. Thanks for this.
Thanks so much.
Beverly McLean is a registered psychologist who works with children and teens. And we're talking about removing the like feature on Instagram, which is probably very positive.